We're on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. Let us start from the third line, from when the lines get a little wide. We learned this already last night. Vachi vahi ish echad min haramasayim tzoifim. So Chazal darshan, what's haramasayim tzoifim? Echad min masayim tzoifim shenisnabu lehem liYisrael. So that the Echad min Masayim, he was one of the 200 Nevi'im. And the Kasha was, we had learned in the Baraisa that there were only 48 Nevi'im. And here it says that Elkanah was one of 200. So the Gemara answers, Mehevet Tuvahavet. There were many Nevi'im. Kedisanya Harbi Nevi'im Omdu Lahem LeYisrael Kiflayim Kiyaitzim Mitzrayim. It was double like the amount that went out of Mitzrayim. El nevuah shehutzrecha ledoiris nichtavav, shlehutzrecha loy nichtavav. That we learned last night. So, the middle of darshaning this pasuk, so the Gemara says a few more pshatim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini omar odom habo mishtei romois shetzoifois zuazu. The pasuk is telling us where Elkanah came from. There were two high places, two mountains, that one was facing the other. And that's where he came from. Min haramasayim tzoife. Rabbi Chanin omar odom habo mibnei odom sha'oimdim berumoy shel oilom. He was a descendant from those who were oimdim berumoy shel oilom. Min haramasayim tzoife. And they were in the Nevi'im also. Umaninu b'nei Kairach. Elkanah was a descendant from the b'nei Kairach. Dersiv u'b'nei Kairach loy meisu. Tano mishim rabbeinu mokim nisbatzo lehem begehenim v'omdu olot. That there was a mokim nisbatzo, it was nisgadol, there was a high mokim in Gehenim. That's the Indian of Ramosayim. And they stood on this mokim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Nisbatza lehem loshen gavoya, kamoi ubtsureis bashamai. Now, the loshen of the Gemara is unclear. The Gemara says, Bnei Adam sha'oimdim berumoi shel oilom. Now, vinishtvi, the Gehenim is not the rumoi shel oilom. They had Nisbatza lehem Mokim nisbatzalem begehenem, but why is this called Rumai Shel Oilam? The Ben Yayoda wants to say, Himshich eish mi mokim gavoya ve'elyoin la'oisei mokim, the attack had fallen into the Gehenem. The Rebbeinu Shalom was mamshich in that mokim, an eish that was mi mokim gavoya ve'elyoin, that eish came from a mokim gavoya, V'docha mimenu eish gehenim. L'kach kori loisei mokim rumoi shel oilam. That means that they were able to exist in that mokim is because there came a hashpo mimokim elyon. There came an eish mimokim elyon. So that's pshat oimdim, their whole amida, the whole kiyum was because there was a hashpo mirumoi shel oilam. That would seem how the Ben Yayoda learns. Then Yaakov brings from the Rashba seems to learn another pshat. The Rashba says, he starts off by saying, he brings a Gemara that the Gemara says, "Bimatuso minchoin deloitirsun tarti gehenem." That the Rav told the Talmidim they shouldn't have two gehenem. They shouldn't have a gehenem on this world and a gehenem la'osid lovoi. So, the Rashba brings a raya from this that the Gehenim is translated as a mokim of tzoris, a mokim of yisurim. And this world we also could have Gehenim. And then the Rashba says, what happened by the Bnei Kairach? He says, Mibnei shehoyu ra'uyin lipoil. Bemison, they were ready to fall in when the earth opened up, Eloshanisha Oisoi Mokim Besoicha Beka Bahashkocha Meito Yisbor. The Mokim Abekia, which theoretically they should have fallen, so there was left over a Mokim Bahashkocha, Lahatzalosa is Amrukam Sha'amdu Berumay Shaloyla. It would seem that the Rashba means to say, Mizbatzlam Begehenim Lavdavke means the Gehenim. It means that they were Oimit for Yesurim Gdailim, or to be Oimit Lahomis, Lamos, to Oimit to die. And Mizbatzlam Okim Gavoya, it would seem Sha'amdu Berumay Shaloylam, Mirumay Shaloylam. From the Rabbeinu Shalom, who was Sha'amdu, because that's the Lashon of Rashbe, they were Niskayim, Bashkoche, Me'ita Yisborch, Latzarosam. And so that's Ucher Pshat in the Gemara, that's how the Rashbe seems to say Pshat. Sha'amdim, again, Odom Habom, Mnei Odom, Sha'amdim, their existence was Berume Shalom, Ayidei, Hashkoche Hashem, who is the Rumay Shaloylo. Sheva Neviyis Maninu. The Gemara said there were 48 Neviyim and 7 Neviyis. Who were the 7 Neviyis? Sora, Miriam, Dvoira, Chana, Avigail, Chulde, Ve'esta. Now the Gemara is going to prove that all these 7 were Neviyis. Sora, Dechsiv, Avi Milka, Vavi Yiska. For Omar Rab Yitzchok, Yiska zu Sor. For Lama Nikro Shma Yiska, She Sochso Beruach HaKodesh. She was able to see in Ruach HaKodesh, Soich is a Loshen to see. She Nema Koyla She Toime Lecha Soro Shma BeKoyla. So we see she was Soich Beruach HaKodesh. I like to say a shtikel ha'ore. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis, Miyoyim shechorav beis amigdosh, afal pi shenitlo nevua min ha'neviyim, min ha'chachomim loy nitlo. So the Ramban says pshat in this Gemara as follows. Afal pi shenitlo nevuas ha'neviyim, the nevuah of the Nevi'im was became bottled with the Churban Habayis. So the Ramban says, what does that mean? Shehu hamare v'hachazoin. That means there's a mara nevuah which a Novi is shown. And that became bottled after the Churban Habayis. Nevuas hachachomim. Shehi bederech hachochmo loy nitlo. Eloyoidim beruach hakoidish, Eloyoidim ha'emes beruach hakoidish shebekirbo. This is the Loshon Ramban. So the Ramban differentiates between ruach hakoidish and nevuah. Nevuah is a chazoin, a mare, and so that became bottled with the Churban Habayis, but by the Chachomim, is Yoidin Ha'emes Beruach HaKodesh Bekirbom. So we see Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah L'Chayra, two different things. There's Botlo Nevuah Sa'Nevi'im. But Yoidin Ha'emes Beruach HaKodesh Bekirbom. And here the Gemara says that Sore was a Nevi'im because Shesochso Beruach HaKodesh. Perhaps this Sochso Beruach HaKodesh means Amara HaNevuah. Because the Ramban says, Yoidim ha'emes beruach ha'koidish shebekirbo. That means there was no riyah, there's no mare. There's a chochmeh that they're able to conceive and understand, and that comes about through the ruach ha'koidish shebekirbo. And here it says, soicha, she saw, so if there was a riyah, that is already a mare ha'nevuah. Even though the Gemara says Ruach HaKodesh, but that's if there's a Rie, it's called Amara Nevu, and she was a Novi. Kol Asher Toimei Lecha Sora Shema B'Koyla, Chazal tell us that Sora was greater than Avram B'Nevu'e. So Meredek Chsam Sefer, Nehemek Tovo, Chsam Sefer says, why was it that way, that Sora was greater than Avram? So he says, Meredek Chazach, that Be'emes, in order to be zeiche, to amara nevue, one needs hachones, his baididis. Avram Avinu was busy his whole life to be mefarsim, that there's a Rabbein Shalom on the world. And he was busy with people, very poshete or proste people. And therefore, it was impossible for him to be zeichet in nevue. He needed bided this for this. But he was mafkir this. So he won't be a Navi in order to be able to do the Ratzon Hashem, to be mefarsim alakus boilo. Sorry, Meinu was not so, she was a tzenua called Kvuda Basmelech Pnimine Boyel. So she did not have so much of a shaykhis with the outside world. So therefore, she was more misugul to Nevuah. That's why it was Shema B'Koyla that her Koyl, her Das was she was greater in Nevuah than Avraham Avinu. Dova Acher, the Gemara says another pshat, in the name of Yisko, it's derived, Shakel Seichin B'Yoifia. Everyone gazed at her beauty. Miriam, Dersi V'Atikach, Miriam, Hanevia, Achois Arim. It says she took the toif by the Shire, and it said the Nevia, who was the sister of Aaron. V'lo Yachois Moshe, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Shehoiso Misnabas, Kshehi Achois Arim. Fakir, the Pasuk is telling us a diyuk. She was a Nevia when Moshe Rabbeinu was not as yet born, when she was only Achois Arim. V'imeres Asida Imi Shetelet Bein Sheyeshia Es Yisrael. U'besho Shenoilat Nismalei Kol Abayis Kulei Oiro. So they were able to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a poshita person. Is Omer Davio Venoshka Al Roisho, so Beshasta is witness Moshe Rabbeinu, so Amram went and kissed her on her head. Omer Lo Biti Niskaimo Nebuah Sayach. Your Nebuah was Niskaim. Vekivin Shishli Chuhu Liyoir. Omer Davio Vitovcha Al Roisho, so then he hit her on the head. Omer Lo Biti Heicha Nebuah Sayach. Einer der Sie, wat die Satsa war Chöse, im Erochek, Lodas. Lodas, ma je besäuf Nebuah, so. She wanted to find out what would be taken with her Nebuah. What would come about with her Nebuah. Devoira, how do we know that Devoira was a Nebuah, der Sieve, und Devoira, Isha Nebuah, Eishes Lapidus, and often a Posek, she was a Nebuah. My Aishis Lapidois, Shehoiso Psilois Lamigdash. She used to make Lamishkan, she used to make wicks for the Mishkan, and it seems this Apule, she made that the Oyer HaMenoira should be mayor, should illuminate more, and the Oyer HaMenoira symbolizes the Oyer Shal Teire. So Kaponim, so she was Zeichet to the Oyer of Nevuah through that she was a Nevuah because she was Oisik and Lapidus and flames that she illuminated the Mishkan with her Psilos. V'hi Yosheves Tachas Toimo. Now the Pasuk says where she lived or where she was situated. Tachas Toima. She was under a palm tree. A day tree. Is Maishna, so, but that doesn't tell us too much. Is what is the Pasuk telling us? Maishna Tachas Toima. Omer Rav Shimon ben Avsholim Mishum Yichud. Because of Yichud. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kshehi achois arim, vadayin lo neilad Moshe. Psilois lamigdosh mishkan shiloi. Mishum yichut. Shehu gavoya. A day tree is a tall tree. Ve'ein lo itzel. Ve'ein odam yochel isyached shom imo kemoi bebayis. So therefore that's why people came to her and And so she wanted to be in a open place that that she shouldn't be misyachet. Let us see Taisvis Mishum Yichud Kshaboy Maleh Bnei Yisrael Lemishpat. They came Lemishpat. She was a shayfet. So Lemaisa, so she wanted to make sure that there won't be Yichud, so she sat underneath a toimah. It wasn't a secluded place. The Yaivitz asked Sakasha, if they came Lemishpat, so both Balidinim came together. You're not allowed to hear one Baldin without the other. So if you have two Balidinim coming, so Mamela said there's no Yichud, two Anoshim and one Isha is no Yichud. So Mamela said, what was the problem? The Yaivitz has a very interesting teretz. The Gemara says that even though two Anoshim with one Isha is not Yichud, but you have two prutzim, so then it is Yichud. So he says, the Mishnah Novi says that when the two Bali Dinim come, you beinecha kirishoim, so memele, so the rishoim, so they have a din of prutzim, so prutzim afilu, two Bali Dinim also, so two prutzim with one isha, there's a din yichud, that's why it says she was underneath a toima. I mean, l'chayre pshatn, the Mishnah Novis, you beinecha kirishoim, means in this din teire, when they both come, you should not jump to conclusions and figure out who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, that they have a din rishoim legabi this din teire. But to say they have a din rishoim, they have a din prutzim, that there should be a issa yichud, that's a very big chiddush what the Yaivitz is saying. The Bach when in Eis Vav, he has a Psagirs in Rashi, but he brings down Bishor Shibnei Odom Boim Litoil Eitzom Imena Yeshev Estachas Toima. So he says they came for an Eitzom. No, people come for an Eitzom, then it's possible that you don't need two Bali Dinim. So then you could have that be a Matzav of Yichud, and that's why it says she was sitting underneath a Toima. Then the Gemara says another pshat, what the Pasuk is telling us, that she was sitting underneath a toma. A toma. Ma toma zem, ein le elo leiv echot, af Yisrael sheba yisei de le hoyolem elo leiv echot, labim sheba shemayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, leiv echot, sorof yeshloi, a toma has a sap, K'may ilon, avol ein loy ba'anofov elo begizay al pnei kol goyvoy. The sap is only in the trunk, and it doesn't spread out to the branches. Now, the dimion of the sap of the tree to a lathe, it seems just like the chiyas of a person is dependent on the lathe that pumps the dam to the whole body, ki adamu anefesh, and the chiyus is totally in the lathe. So the sorof, which is in the ilon, that is also the chiyus of the ilon. Perhaps someone wanted a tiny, could be, we have to understand that that what the sap goes up from the ground defies gravity. So kochoch, there's such a koyach in the ilon, perhaps which pumps it up, which brings that the sap should come up, and that is doime to a lathe. This koyach that's magbia, the sorof, milamata lamailo, that is the lathe of the ilo. Now the difference between atomo and all other ilonis, this is the Masho seems to say, that it seems there is a lathe or a koyach hamoishech in the anofim also. So the sorof does not only go up vertically, it's nispashit, it spreads out in all the branches horizontally. So it's going in all directions. Masha'enke na tomo, it's only going in one direction, milamata lamailo. And that was the dimyan to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael ein lahem elo leiv echod lavim sheba shemayim milamata lamaylo. So if she a shevis, she lived in such a der, tachas toimer, that this was the matzav of the der. Ein lahem elo leiv echod lavim sheba shemayim. Chana was an aviyah, Dechsiva tispalel chano, vatoima olatz libi bashem, romo karni bashem. So there's a diyek from the posik, romo karni buloi romo pachi. That means we find that the molochim were nimshach, and this is called Karni Yopachi because Shmuel was a descendant from, Shmuel was the son of Chana. So he was Moshech other Molochim with a Pach, and other Molochim with a Keren. A Pach is a Kli Cheres, and a Keren is a Kli Etzem, that's a Keren of a Behemoth or a Chaya. So she said, Romo Karni. So she was Maramis within this, that those who were Nimshach through a Keren, had a Roimimis, had Hamshoche, their Malchus was extended, was Moshuch. There's a Diyek, Romo, if it was through a Keren, over the Meshiche, that Shmuel, Hanovi made with a Pach, that wasn't Roma. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Roma, Karni, Veloi Roma, Pachi. David, Shloimish, Nimshichu, Bekerem, Nimshichu, Malchuso. Shol, Vieyu, Nimshichu, Bepach, Le Nimshichu, Malchuso. So that's the Nevue of Chana. So she said, I see this. What's going to be? Let us see Rashi. Roma karni v'le Roma pachi. Zui nevuoso. Shenisnabis al shol v'yeyu. Sheloiti moshech malchusim. That their malchus would not have a hemshech. Would not have a continuity. V'mishich is David of shloime ksiv keren ha-shemen. V'mishich is shol v'yeyu ksiv pach. So Rashi seems to be saying that her nevuo was sheloitimshach malchusim. That their malchus will not have a hemshech. L'chayre, it's very difficult to understand. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva asks how the musig of Yediye and Bechire, how these both musogim, we can understand that is the Yediye of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that something will occur. Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows what will occur. Dafal pikin, a person has Bechire. That's the Rambam Zakashi. But to say a Nevue, this is Lachere, it's very difficult to understand. She said a Nevue, that this is the Remes, or this is the Diyek from her Nevue, this is the Nevue, the way Rashi says it, that those who are Nimshach Bekeren is Roma Karni. Laafuki, those who be Nimshach Bepach, won't have Amshoche. So she said a Nevue then, that Malchishol will not be Nimshach. Now, L'chayre, this is totally in the Bechir of Shol. If Shol Maisa lost the Meluche, not for Ba'achas, but he lost the Meluche because of the chet that he did. But I'll compone him that there should be a Nevue to say that he's going to lose the Meluche when he has a Bechir that he can do whatever he can do. It's a little difficult to understand. No, dachsach mir, pshat is, the Rambam, the Drosh HaSaran, say, moiridiki yesod, that, they say pshat in a maimer of Yirmiye, that there's a nevuah le-toiv and a nevuah le-ra. A novi can say a nevuah le-ra, and that nevuah is not necessarily muchach to come about, it can change. The nevuah le-ra means that we're holding that at this matzev it can be like this. You'll do tshuva,
So the Nebuah can change. We see Yain Anovi came to Ninvein. He said, "Vin Ninvein Nepoches." And they did Shuva. It wasn't Nepach. It's no stire. Lechatchila a Nebuah Lecha is given that it could change. And this matzah will be like this. If the matzah will change, it could be different. A Nebuah Letoiv, the Rambam and the Ran say that the Rabbi Nishalman had to give a oif and how to be boich and who Anovi Emes is. A Nebuah Letoiv can never change. That's the Seder of how Klal Yisrael has a way to prove who's a Novi Emes or a Novi Sheker. If they say a Nebuah Letoiv, a Nebuah Letoiv has to be in the sky, even though Alpi Cheshbon could also become bottle, because just like one could be Mekalkul and could be Mahapach and Nebuah Lero Letoiv Yidei Tshuve, one could be Mahapach Nebuah Letoiv Lero Yidei Averis, but Al Kaponim, that there's a Haftoche, there's a Parshin Letoiv, and Nebuah Letoiv won't change. The Brisker Rav says when Shmuel Anovi told Shaul HaMelech that Nikra Malchusoi, and it was given L'Reyacha HaToiv Mimenu, So Shaul HaMelech, there was two inyonim over here. There was a Nebuah Lera, that Nikra Malchusoi, and he wasn't the spoil from the Nebuah Lera. He held he could do tshuva. But Shmuel also said a Nebuah Letoiv, that it's going to go to David. So that he knew couldn't become bottle. So that's what he told Yoinesen, Kozman, that David is alive, so the Malchus of Yoinesen will not come about. Because it was Nebuah Letoiv that David will get the Malchus. That can never become this battle. So Al Kaponim, it's not Gefelich over here. This was Taka and Nebuah Lera, was the Nebuah that the Malchus Shol, the Malchus Yehu, will not have a Mshocha, will not have a continuity. But that's not Muchach. It's not Muchach that it has to be like that. That's a Nebuah. She was a Nevi'ah. That's proof. And she was a Nevi'ah. But Shol was not Muchach. That his malchus shouldn't be nimshech. If he would have not done what he did, so this nevuah would have become bottle. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ein kodesh kashem ki ein biltecho. So this sounds repetitious. Ein kodesh kashem ki ein biltecho. So therefore, the Gemara darshins Omer Rav Yehuda bar Menashe al tikhei biltecha elo levaloi scho. There is nothing that can survive the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Sheloi ke midas hakodesh baruch hu midas boso vedom. Midas boso vedom maise yodov mevalin oisai. By a boso vedom, he creates something, he builds something, so the builder eventually leaves the world. And the binyan remains. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mevale ma'ase yado, by the Rabbeinu Shlom, whatever was created, is that won't remain. But who mevale ma'ase yado? Vein tzul kelikeinu, ain tzaya kelikeinu. There's no tzaya, there's no artist like the Rabbeinu Shlom. Odom tzor tzur al gabi ha-koysu, v'ini yochel la-hatl, the koysu's in front of him. But afal pikein, he cannot put into the tzure ruach, neshome, kilbayim, ibnei mi'ay. Aval ha-kodesh bochu, tzor tzure, besoich tzure, the Rebbein Shalom is matal ha-neshomo, v'ayin uber, so it's a tzure, besoich tzure, which is very difficult to get to. Umatl bo ruach neshomo kirbayim ubnei meyayim. Let us see Taisvis. Tchsiva tispalo chane v'toyme olatz libi b'Hashem. So that was the rayas from the posuk from Makarni. Boch name b'motzalusi kol apar sheshekol anavue al sancherev nebuchadnetzer v'homon k'mayshetir gimyoynesen. He brings down the first posik, which that is the Nebuah of Roma Karni, Volei Roma Pachi. So the Gemara weiter. Avigail. How do we know Avigail was a Nebuah? The Chsiv, it says, the Hoyo Hirei Cheves Alach Hamur. V'yeredes B'seiser Aho. V'yeredes B'seiser Aho. So the Gemara says she was going down the mountain. So the Gemara says, "Beseisera ho, Mina homi boile. It should have said she's going down from the mountain. Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel al Iske Dam Habo Min Hastorim. She came to ask a shaila Yeredes Beseisel. She came to ask a shaila and dam, which is Yered Beseisel. What does Hoho mean? So the Inyakiv says, Hoho is a Loshen Hoirim, as Einai Lahorim, that she came to ask a shaila. So Yeredes Beseisel, so that which is Yered Beseisel, dam in Amakur, she asked Hoho, she asked Hoirim. Not lo dam her osoloi, so she took, there was dam and she asked David HaMelech HaShayle. David HaMelech was a boki in Maris, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Yodim Luchlochis Bedam, that's a Kichosidoni, so she asked him HaShayle. Omar lo, so he told her, V'chi marin dam belaylo. Are you allowed to look at dam balaylo? Could you paskin at night? You want an order on a maris dam. There's a dam tome, dam toyer, the different maris. So one needs illumination in order to be able to be mevarer if it's dam toyer or dam tome. Omro loy vechidonin dinin nefoshes balaylo. As we'll see later, because he already was Goymer Dinoi, that her husband novel was Chayiv Misa. So he told her, Moirat Bemalchesu Vloitzorich Lemidaine. He's a Moirat Bemalches, and there's no need to be done. Omrolo Yadayin Shol Kayim Vloyotso Tivacha Boilo. Is that what you're saying, that he's a Moirat Bemalches? That is true, if it would be mefulsim already that you were zeichet to meluche, taka you were nimshach from Shmuel, but Shaul is still kayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'chiroyin dam balaylo, shenema, it said, im asher lenovol ad eir haboiker mashten bikir. How do you know that this was Laila? Because David said that he'll make sure that he'll make he'll clean out the whole from novel ad mashdin bekir the clover mill kill ad habayker. So Memele, he said that by the morning nothing will be left by novel. That's what he said. So we see Al Kaponim, this was Laila. V'chimar in dam b'layla. Do you show dam b'layla? Im tomei oitoi. Haloi tzoich lahavchen mari. So you have to be able to be mavchen d'riye im mehei domim atmeim b'ishu. This is from the hei domim which atomeim. So she told him, v'chidonim dini nefoshes b'layla. Foksiv dinay laboike mishpot, uksiv oika oisom, lashem neged hashemesh. Have you done balaylo? This was an opportune time to ask him a question. This question. So he told her, moirat b'malchesu, loitzorich lemidayne. So she said, adayin shol, kaim v'loyotze tivach haboylam, des amachleikes achaynim, the Proshes Drochim and the Gvura Sari, what she tainted to him. Others learned the Proshes Drochim learns Pshat that you don't have a din melech. Taka you were nimshach for a melech, but the Amshocha was that when Malchus Shoal will become bottle, So then you'll become melech, then you will nimshach lemelech. Because man shol is kayim, so you don't even did melech, so there's no din meirat b'malchus. And the Gvura Sari learns pshat that she tainted that lalochi, you're right, you're taka melech, aber adayin shol kayim v'lo yotza tivacha boilem, but the world doesn't realize that you're the melech. So lemaisa, the world will look at this. That's a maisa retzicha. So therefore, even though meikar adin he's chayiv misa, but you shouldn't do it. Let us see Teisvitz. Moiret b'malchesu leitzorech lemidayne. That's what he had answered her. Koshe. Im kein hech goras peirik echadine momenes. The Gemara says in echadine momenes the dine nefoshes maschile menatzat. That we learn out that you, when by dine nefoshes, you first hear the opinions of the smaller dayonim. Bidachsi, b'gabi novel, v'yachker ish charboi, v'yachker gam David charboi. So, the v'yachker ish charboi means that these were the dayonim, and the smaller dayonim held also that novel is chayev mise. V'yachker gam David charboi, and David was the roish abes, and then here they also held his chayev mise. Abal kaponim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns a seder hadin, from how one should be, how the mishpat, medini nefosha should be a seder from the anhoge David with novel. And here Agamor says, you don't need a dinik, there's no seder of din. But Amir de Malchus, uvele, boile mi deine, boit kosh. Ech Yoshev David bedin, vain meshivin melech besanhedrin, kedemrin memesech sanhedrin perik of gimel. So how was he was one of the dayonim? Vayachke gam David, the Melech Pachal, yina Moishe b'Sanhedrin. Boit kosh mipeg behem yoitza, gabi uriya. The komar shahoy loy ledoyne b'Sanhedrin, ataina and David, that he should have been dan uriya in the Sanhedrin. Vamai, vamayred b'malchesoy. So it's the pashas loshna gemar, it seems. The Meir de Malchus is not need a din teire. In these Gemara seems there is a din teire is needed for a Meir de Malchus. Vishloim de hochi hochi perush. Meir de Malchusu ploy tzorech lemidainei kishar dinei nefoshes. Not that you don't need a din teire. Zichi need a din teire. But you don't, the din does not have to be kishar dinei nefoshes. Shedonim boi bayoim leschus. That means by din in the foshes, the halacha is if the gemar din is l'schus, so you goyim by bayoy. But if the gemar din is l'choyva, so you need halonas adin. So then the din is you cannot be goyim the din. You have to wait till tomorrow. Bayoyim shalachav l'choyva. That is a seder. That means there's a seder a mishpat and din in the foshes that you need halonas adin. Now by a moirid b'malchis that nekude of halonis hadin does not apply. That it can be goyma lachayim. That means you have a din with a seider hadin, but the din of halonis hadin that doesn't apply by Meir de Malchus. That was Avigayil's tainetim. That means how could you come to achlot? You need halonis hadin. Oyeloch lahamtin ligmer ad lamochlos. Vuheshiv lo meirid b'malchus ave. He's a meirid b'malchus, vein tzorech lahamtin ad lemocha. A meirid b'malchus, that means this prat does not apply by a meirid b'malchus. Aval levoy nevaday tzorech, but you need a din. So therefore we learn out the seder adin, that you maschile min hatzad. The gam loy kosh moshe yoshev David b'sanhedrin, do de meshiv in melech b'sanhedrin, hain mishum de lehave kevoide li yis yoshev v'shoysik. That means you can't ask him first, and then he should sit and be quiet is also not kevoide, so therefore you're not moshe. Avol gabi moired kevoide hu li yis yoshev v'shoysik lefishu negeya bedobo. So then it's not a stira to the covered malchus. So mamela, so it's no problem. Omalo, so he told her, Boruch taimech uvrucha ot, asher klisini ayoyim azeh miboy bedomin. So for Kert, she stopped him from, he had wanted to kill Novel, and she held him back. Boruch taimech, boruch diburech, that he verkehrt, that And you were meineya mi boy bedomim. So what's mi boy bedomim? Domim talti mashma. Ela melameit shegilso eshoiko. She was megala hashoik. Vaholach la oira gimul pasois. And he went, her shoik was radiant. And it gave out, it was glowing, and it gave out an oir. Vaholach la oira gimul pasois. Oma lo hashmili. So he told her that hashmili, that what, that, she should be nivol from him. He wanted to be boyla. Omraloi loisiya zois lecha lepuk. This shouldn't be a michshel for you. Zois, and we'll see the puka that the michshel was fakel, because she was anide. That's that bor taimech vuchat asher kilison klisini hayoyim azem mi boy bedomim. You were matzo me from domim. Domim talti mashme. So which domim? First she was matzalim from shvichas domim, and then she was matzalim from that he wasn't nichshel fakelp. He had before she showed him the dam, and she was anide. So memela, that was that tzola. Miboy bedomim. Now, so the whole inyan is negeya. Because we're medayik from halosh, leitia zois lechola puka. This should not be a michshel for you. So there's a diik. Zois mechlal diki achiti. But there's another thing that you will be nichshel. By me, you weren't nichshel in an iser biya, but by Basheva, you'll be nichshel. Maini umaisa de Basheva. Maskon ochi havoyin. It was like that she was nichshal, that he was nichshal with Bashem. So we see she was a neviya. Again, the same ha'ora we asked before, how does this stem with the Yediyim Bechire? She said a nevuah he'll be nichshal, he was nichshal. So we said, like we mentioned before, the Rambam and the Drosh HaSaran, that a nevuah l'ro b'chlal is not muchach, a nevuah l'ro can always change. She said in the book, like Yonis, and in Vene Pechos, and there wasn't Nepach. So this was a Nevuah which could have changed. Lamaise, Maskona Hochi Haboy. Now let us see Rashi. Klisini Monato Isi. You prevented me from doing Chet. Bidomim Damnida Ishvichas Domim. Shegilso Shoiko. Venisavelo Vitovo, so he was Teveya, Veloishama like in the Messiah Vozel, she told him she was anida. This shouldn't be a Michel. Now this is a very Shveri Gemara, how we learn Poshib Shat Venisavelo, but if we learn Kipshutoi Venisavelo Vitovo, now how do we understand this? The Gemara says in on the posik, the libi cholal bekirbi, that David HaMelech horag ha-yetzahore shalom. He killed his yetzahore. So if he killed his yetzahore, so how do we understand v'nis avalo? I once asked Akasha, the Gemara says in Kedushin that David HaMelech had many b'nei yefastoya. So that means a yefastoya, he was b'nei yefastoya in the Melchome. Now, that's also shver, leidibra teire ele keneged yetzahara. The Ramban says, klar, if there's no yetzahara, there's no heter of yefastoya. And David Amela said, libi chalal bekirbi, so he killed his yetzahara. So how do we understand this? So I wanted to explain this, and Baruch Hashem, I found an Archaim HaKadosh in this week's parsha, in Parshas Achimois. I want to be mamtik a little bit. The Goyin says in Mishlei that there's two Yetzaharos. There's a Yetzahara mibifnim and a Yetzahara mibachutz. The Yetzahara mibifnim, that the person is a Yetzahara, a Malach, a Netiyah L'ra. And that's David HaMelech says, Libi Cholal Bekirbi. The Yetzahara mibifnim, his Yetzahara that he killed. But the Goyim says there's a Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. The Yetzer Hara Mibachutz is the surroundings, the environment of a person, that a person finds himself, that can entice him to do chatoim, that you don't need a Yetzer Hara Mibifnim. He says, you're going out, you're going into such an environment, so that could be ma'oirer, that he should do ra. That's the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. Libi Cholal Bekirbi was only Mibifnim. Chaim HaKodesh says, this week's parsha, Lebal L'Ro'i Sakir, he says that a person is only protected if he doesn't see a Dover Mechur. Avolim Einov Yabitu, but if he sees, Hinehu Mestakir, then he's in a Sakone. Uchemayse Dover HaMelech, Olav Hasholom, Kshenisavev Hadovo, Vero Mashero, Nisoyre Libi Shehu Cholal, Ta'osa Maisa. So he's Moira, this the Chaim HaKodesh. Nisoyre Libi Shehu Cholal, Shoye Cholal, Us Libi Cholal Bekirbi. Afal Pikein, with Ariye, he could be Nisoyre. So Memele, Gilso Shoiko, see, in Taisus a little better, Nisavelo, it's a lotion of kishloiner. Achigasin in zois mechlaudik achiti umayni umayse de basheva umaskona achiyave vochi perushim de kamra leibleiti zois lechol lepuka. This should not be a mishal. Michlal, she is nabei soloi, she was misnabitum, she soifuli kosher bibi acheres, my new basheva. Maskon hochi, you soif sho soloi kach, that's what happened. Alme nevi yahavi, so we see she was a nebu, she niskaim, or nebu also. A nebu was niskaim. Hochi gassin, let's see Taisvis. My boy, bedomim, trei domim, damni de shviches domim, melamet shigil sa shoike. Like you'll see, ike damim, melamet shigil sa shoike. Hashta meforish my trei domim, but hashta le porish lu. So now the Gemara says the whole thing what happened. Shigil sa shoike, baholach David lo oiro gimul pasois. So the poshit pshat is that her zetais v'shigil sa shoike, baholach David lo oiro gimul pasois. So Poshe Pshat is that her shoik was glowing, and from the light of the shoik, David was able to go three parsois. That's how great, how strong the beam was, the light was. Koshe, heich oisa tzadekes gilsa shoik olifnei David. She was a neviya. Void koshe de mechseki guzme loima shaholach loir shoike gimel parsois. Vineshvi, a person can glow, but gimel parsois, such a light is very difficult to understand. Vishloima de nimtsa besvorim beduyokim. Shenokad behen leuro, not loiro with a chaylom, no leuro. Ur is a loshen eish. Kloima, lo'ur shelo. The desire, the burning desire that she kindled by him. Perish, nis'avolo David, v'holach bu'ur chamimush sholish parsois. That means he was motivated by this eish shel taive. That's lo'ur, he went three parsois. The first kasha, Taisus, doesn't answer. There's a Chubas Radbaz in Chelik Zayin, Chubach of Tess. This could be the first Kasha. Stamazay not Shver. Could be it wasn't. She was unaware that David saw. It was Niskal Sayyidei Ruach. And somehow it attracted David. David saw it. It's not Muchach that she did it be Kavonis. That's not too gefährlich. The Radbaz asks a Shaila. Someone asked him a shayla. He has another problem over here. He has a problem that David was Teveya Avigail, and then it seems what held him back. She showed him the dam, it was Dam Nide. So someone asked him, Dam Nida Zachiyev Kolish. He was an Eishesish. Why the Isser Eishesish didn't hold them back after the Dam Nida held them back? So the Radbaz wants to say a few Mahalchim. One Mahalach he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that the halacha is that a person who's meirat b'malchus is nechosav lemelech. That his nechosim, whatever he possesses, goes to the melech. It's a filo b'chayov. That means a filo they didn't kill the meirat b'malchus. Nechosav belongs to the melech. David HaMelech held that Ishtar is also falls into this category. I mean, we could be elaborate a little bit. The Mishnah says Aisha Niknis, that Be'emes and there's a Kinyan Ishus. It's the there's a bailus that a husband has on a wife. It's Ishtoi. Yoitze, there's a Niknis and there's a Yitzie. So David HaMelech held that just like all that he possesses is becomes nifka, belongs to the melech. So he held Ishus is also the same way. The Ishus is also nifka. If I'm not mistaken, by Yefas Toya, Ishus Yefas Toya, Chazal Darshan, Ishus, Afilu Ishus Ish. So there was an Ishus, of an Akum over there, but it becomes Nifka Dachsmi with Kibush Mulchome. So David HaMelech held that Als Meirat B'Malchus, he loses all his Kinyonim, and perhaps David HaMelech held that the Isurim are dependent in the Kinyonim. He knew there's Isurim also, there's an Eben Ezer, there's Isurim, but he held the Isurim is totally in the Kinyonim, and if the Kinyonim become Nifka, so Memele, the Yisurim become Nifka. That's one Mahalach he wants to say. And he was wrong. He made a choice. That's what he held. Then he wants to say a second Mahalach that he personally thinks, Liboy Oimaloi, that she was a Pilegish. She wasn't an Ishe, a Pilegish, Baloi Kedushin, Baloi Ksube, Mika Adin, she was Mutter. That's a second Mahalach he wants to say. And then a third Mahalach, he says, that Rashi and Taisa Zichah didn't learn like this, but a third Mahalach, he says, that he said that what David HaMelech was Tovolo was really, he wanted to test her. We'll see later, she asked him that after Novel will die, if he'll take her for a wife. And David wanted to test her. He wanted to see her Elachkeit, because the Gilsa Shoika, whatever it was, or even the asking later, it was a Pgam. So David HaMelech wanted to see what she's up to. So therefore, David was Tovolo. Not that David Tataki Gehalten, by the by. But he wanted to see her Elachkeit, if she's, that's why, Perkelz, she showed him, she did that I'm needed. No, so he saw her Elachkeit, that she's Taki, Be'emes and Atznua, the Gilsel, was not Mitzida. That's what the Radba says. V'hoiso nefesh adoini tzchure betzchur achayim. That's what she told him. Ki havas miftara minei omrolei, after they went away, v'heitev Hashem ladoini v'zachartas amosecha. So she gave him a hint already that you should remember me, that eventually you should take me for a wife. Omar Rav Nachman, Haine da Omri Inshi Itze Bahadi Shute Pilche. A woman, while she's talking, she's spinning at the same time. She's doing other things also. Let us see Rashi. Bahadi Shute Pilche Im Sha Isha Medaberes, while she's speaking, he tova, she's spinning, klima. Im shimedaberes imoy al bailo, she's talking about her husband, he's kirala yasatsmo, shim yomos isen, if the husband will die, some mele isen. Ikedamri shofo vozo bar avzo veinoyim metaifi. that a duck is looking down, but he's looking far away. She was looking in the osid now it's not negeya, but later it's negeya that he should consider taking her for a wife. Chuld, how do we know that Chulda was a neviya? Dersi vayelech Hilkiyola koyin, vachikam vaachboyer, and they went to ask Chulda neviya. Frech the Gemara, a different shayla. Ubimokim dekoy yirmiye heichim misnabye. How was she permitted to say nevuah? Yirmiye was a greater navi than us. How was she permitted to say nevuah? Bimokim yirmiye. So the mafoshim amoirer, the emek broche, the maimisode, the ben yoyode, they ask, what's the kasha? Akochach, if she had nevuah, she was makabel nevuah. She got a nevuah, and a novi is not permitted to be kovish nevuah. So what's the kasha? She got a nevuah, so she has to say the nevuah. So it's a kasha on her. How could she say nevuah if Yirmiyah was around? So they all say one teretz. As we mentioned before, a novi does not get nevuah stamos. You need hachona. You have to need preparations for nevuah. If she got nevuah akochach, she was making herself for nevuah. So the shaila is, how is she allowed to do this? If Yirmiyah novi is around, so he's the novi out there. So how could she do this? That's the Gemara's kash. Omri be'rav mishmei de'rav, chude kreivis Yirmiyah, so she was related to Yirmiyah, play havis makpid alea. Wasn't makpid if she would be a novi also. So mamela, so like she had reshus. Vekte gebore v'yeshiyo gufe heichi shovik Yirmiyah umishader legabo. Good. The Yeshiyo saw, they found the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was opened up to a Pasuk L'ra, and Yeshua wanted to know if this applies to him. That's where he went to Chulde. So the Gemara asked Yeshua, Gufa heiche shavik Yirmiyah mishada legabo, why didn't he go to Yirmiyah? Omri devei Rabshila mimnei shanoshim rachmoni yisayin. Noshim ha rachmoni yisayin. So the Mefarshim explained, what does that mean, Noshe Rachmonius? You can't be Mishana Nevuah. If she got a Nevuah, whatever the Nevuah is asking her for a Nevuah, if this applies to him, this Peronius, what they found in the Sefer Torah applies to him or not applies to him, and there's a Nevuah, so she can't be Mishana the Nevuah if she's a Rachmonius or not Rachmonius. So they say that the since Noshim Arachmoni is a filo be a nevuah l'ro, she'll be more to be mevatel than nevuah. So Mamela, that's why he held better to go to her, so a filo be nevuah l'ro, she'll be mevatel than nevuah b'tfilosa. That's why they went to her. Rav Yochanan Omar Yirmiyah le'aves hosam. Yirmiyah wasn't around. You couldn't go to Yirmiyah. Where was Yirmiyah? Shaholach lahar zer aseres hashvotim. He went to bring back the aseres hashvotim. Umi no lon dahadu. How do we know, Takia, that they were brought back? The sieve. Yecheskel anovi said nevue ki amoicher el haminko lo yoshev. That he said in nevue that the yovel will become bottled. And since the yovel become bottle, ki hamoicha el hamin kola yoshev, so the seller will not return be yovel to the kalkia that he sold, will not return to him, because yovel's become bottle. So the Gemara asks, efshe yovel bottle, v'novi misnabe olav sheyi bottle? That means like this. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, על הירמיה עומד משנה עשית גימו לישיו ושנם אשר דבר השם על ירמיה והסייפה נמצא משנה עשית חס לישיו ואולוב because of the סייפה that they found שולח עצל חודם כי המויך על הממקה לא יוש ויחס כל עומרוי ויחס כל סדס נבוע והוא נסנע בי בסייך י' שונה שבן גולס יחוניה לכל וישירושלים. That 11-year period after Yechonia went in Golis and the Chulban Abayis, Umisnabe, he said, Nabuishe, Botel HaYoivul, the Yoivul will become Botel, Vamoicha Sadei Leyoshev, will not be able to return to his Odim. So the Gemara said, Kasha Efshe Yoivul Botel, the Yoivul was already Botel, Misha Golo Aseres HaShvotim Bimecheskiyim, Shenema, because by Yovel it says, L'chol Yeshveho, Bizman Shekol Yeshveho Lehom, that the Yovel is only Noyig, Bizman Shekol Yeshveho Lehom, but Lehom, Bizman Shegolu Miktsosom, Nimtso Mishegolu Shevet Ruvim, V'God V'chatzi Shevet Menashe, Kvar Botlu HaYovel, Yovel is a bottle already. So there was no union of Yovel, because it wasn't Kol Yeshveho Lehom, V'yecheskelo Yemisnabe Lachaz Man Sheyi Botlu, אלא מלמד שירמיה החזירון באויס השונה שנמצא הספר והיא שנה שמיין עשר לישיו. So ירמיה then brought them back. אך ששולח על דברי הספר. So ממילא said it was a זמן when the עשרת השבותים came back. So then theoretically Yovel should start again being נויג. And Yecheskel said on the Vua that Lemais it is going to become Botel. Uchse Sholach al Divrei Sefer Tzuchulde, Loi Ho Yeshom Yirmiya, Yirmiya Novi was not around them. Loi Ho Yeshom Yirmiya, V'yeshio HaMelech Molach Aleim. V'chozru, the Yeshio was the Melech. V'chozru Limnes Es HaYoivul, they started counting Yoivulis. They speak of limnois, elo chome shmitois, that's the Bach's girse, ad shechorov abayis. So, koponim, so, this, Rabbi Yochanan said, that lemaisa we see from this posik, from the Nebu of Yecheskel, that Yecheskel said that the Yovel will become botel, so we see lemaisa, there was an afsharis for kiyum a Yovel, And that came about to that Yirmiyeh brought back the Seres HaShvotim.